Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome to podcast 11. Today, I wanted to jump on here and talk about color psychology and how it can help with finding the right mate. So I've had a lot of interest on this topic and wanted to do a quick podcast about it and how finding the right colors for you can help you gain confidence and find the right mate. So today I will be talking about why color psychology matters and how to use it for your benefit. Why does this matter when it comes to dating? What does it say to us and to others when we wear a certain color? We wear all sorts of colors for different occasions as well. For example, a bride will wear white to signify purity and cleanliness on her wedding day. So one of the services that I provide for all my clients is a color analysis. What that means is basically it's a method of selecting colors to complement and enhance a person's appearance. Everybody has their own colors based on a number of things. But what I do to find this out is I do this by, it's called color draping. It's in direct sunlight. And what that means is I put a number of different colors up to your face, and I see which colors complement and enhance your appearance best. So once I have a certain color at your face, for example, I'm looking for a certain undertone, and I look at your eye and hair color to determine the best colors for you. So basically, knowing your best colors can be one of the most effective ways of projecting a self-image that communicates exactly who you are. So when you dress in harmony with the colors and styles of your supposedly seasonal type, which is a little antiquated, your first impression will project confidence, always. And as you know, ladies are very much drawn to self-confidence. Dressing correctly can be a powerful communication tool, directing others to notice and readily listen to you and what you have to say. And I can't emphasize how important that is because, just for example, you're wearing, loud, big polka dots. As much as she wants to listen to what you have to say, she's very distracted by that. That's obviously not color. That's a pattern, but that's also really important. Color is more than aesthetics. It communicates to us on many different levels. It also stimulates our senses, moods. Have you ever noticed when a lady wears red that you think of seduction or she exudes confidence? This is because of what the color says to us and to her. I know that in particular, I had some custom suits made recently from the Tailory NYC. Thank you very much, Shao. I knew exactly the first suit I wanted to customize was a red suit. Coming into this business, into the new business of melding the image consulting and dating side, I really wanted to come in with a presence. And I wanted people to know that I'm very confident in what I do and I'm great at what I do. And a red suit just says that to me. So this is a little bit boring, but I kind of wanted to give the background of where kind of color comes in from. So Dr. Albert Mehrabian, sorry, I'm totally screwing that name up. He conducted research in the 1980s and found that we constantly send silent messages. He looked at how we make our first impressions and what information we use. He asked the question, how do people read us? He realized that everything we say and how we look work together to influence how we are perceived. We don't necessarily have a choice about that, but we do have a choice about the impressions we choose to make. And with that being said, we can make a lasting impressions with our first impressions. And I can't emphasize, seriously, I don't care if you go on your first date or if you're going for an interview or what it is that, I mean, it could be even just getting on an airplane and randomly meeting somebody that later you find out is someone that you would like to have a relationship with, business, personal, so on and so forth. They're so important and you only get one shot. He also concluded that 7% is what you say, 38% is your tone or how you say something, and 55% is how you look. That's crazy. The way we look speaks louder than the words that we speak. I mean, I thought my words are pretty impressive. I'm messing with you, but you know, wearing the right colors and looking your best can positively affect others' perception of you and make a better first impression. Colors send messages to others in literally an instant. I mean, color is the first thing we notice when we look at an object. And why that is, it's just because of the way the light hits the color and how it reflects. And it's so instantaneous. I don't think most people realize, but it's the color before the pattern, before the person, before the mannerisms. And as we study color over and over, people become more and more interested because there's such a psychology behind it and that people don't realize. But why are first impressions lasting? Why does it matter? I mean, we really want to convey who we are to the world before we even speak. And this is the key component to that. Like I said, remember, you only get one chance to make a first impression, one chance for another date, one chance to show who you really are. So make it count. I don't want to bore you too much about the information on color, but there's so much to learn about it. And I think people, like I said, don't really understand because why would you? But there are a couple really important components to color. One of them is value. And value is how light or dark a color is. Example, light blue versus navy. Light colors move visually outward and they're perceived to be more approachable and friendly, feminine or casual. Dark colors move inward and they're perceived as authoritative, dramatic, masculine. Colors in the middle are classic and neutral, just between masculine and feminine. That's the value. The intensity. So bright colors radiate. They send a message of enthusiasm and fun and energy and excitement. Dull colors absorb. And so they send a message of like conservative, casual, sometimes even shy. Again, colors in the middle range are perceived as classic, more neutral. And there's also what's called hue family, and that could be like warm or cool colors. And warm colors are thought to be earthy and friendly and approachable. And cool colors are thought as classic, authoritative, and refined. And I'm going to give you some examples of common colors and the meaning behind them, because this is where the color psychology comes in. And just for example, I had a client who actually was called in from the SEC and needed to be in court and represent somebody that he truly was, but he did this through colors and wardrobe before he even opened his mouth. A really big color is dark blue or navy, and that represents honesty, integrity and trustworthy. And if you just look at like some of the big banks, a lot of them have navy blue in that. Black, sophisticated, high authority, powerful, mysterious, assertive, can even exude a little bit of like moodiness. White is fresh, clean, and hopeful, innocent, and reliable, expressive. So this is a category in itself together. Tan, cream, camel. When you see any of those colors, they're very elegant and approachable, non-offensive, trusting. Brown. Brown is stable, dependable, secure. I always use this example as like a lot of professors or teachers tend to wear the color brown. And so that just shows to you that they're trusting and dependable, and the children or whoever, even college kids, can come up and they have that like secure relationship. Charcoal gray is a strength of character. It's also refined and authoritative. Red, my favorite, is the most powerful color. It exudes love and excitement and strength and seduction. Burgundy, just classic and refined, elegant, formal. Plum or purple, which is also like one of the most, or if not the most, regal colors. It's diplomatic, it's sophisticated, it's luxurious. Teal, innovative, diplomatic, sophisticated. Green, which represents purity and health and healing. Orange is bravery, success, sociability. Yellow, again, is happiness and playful and warmth. Pink is compassion, sweet, and sincerity. Okay, I'm not going to bore you anymore, but I just wanted to kind of give you an example of a color that you could wear that not only is maybe like, oh, I'm in the mood to wear pink, but you are showing whoever you're around or who you come in contact with a message solely by the color of your clothing. Or it could be, you know, shoes, it could be pants, it could be jewelry, it could be makeup, it could be your hair color even. Colors have been used to communicate for centuries before today and will continue in the future. Like I said, the royals use color purple to distinguish their status and royalty in life. And only the royals were allowed to wear purple. Without speaking, someone would already know what their status would be in life. Purple represented luxury and power. And you would see that the king would have like a purple robe over his like normal attire. And sometimes the crown would have purple jewels in his gold crown. So that's just an example of some of the different colors and what they mean. But color is far from just visual experience. It's also worn dependent on our moods and emotions and our feelings. And I may not be feeling the best and unconsciously wear black, right? I may also wear black at a funeral because that's what I'm drawn to. That's like my mood. That's what it's representing for myself. I may choose to wear yellow tomorrow, and that represents like happiness and brightness. And, you know, so those are just a couple examples. And like I said, I went over that already, but I just kind of wanted to let you know like how important it is. Also, if you do not have a color consultation from a professional image consultant like myself, you could pick colors that will draw another to your eye so that, for example, she can focus on what you're saying. So one way to do this is to pick the color that you wear on the top of your body, like your shirt or your jacket, based on your eye color. So depending again where you've decided to go on your date will dictate the type of shirt or jacket you'll wear. If it's summer, you're going on a casual date, you may wear a short sleeve button-up linen shirt. If you live in New York and it's fall and you're eating at like, let's say Nobu, you may decide to wear a Super 100 sport coat. And that's just the fabric. That's a blend of wool. You may also pick the color in the color family hue of your hair. For example, if you're a brunette and you wear like a brown and something in the brown category, Or if you have black hair, you can always wear like navy or black. But be careful though, when you're going on a date, that you don't pick a color that is too off-putting. I would stay in the colors that represent you, but that is also complementative of your eyes and your hair. You just don't want your date to be distracted or turned off solely based on your color of your shirt. I mean, that's crazy, right? But it can happen. So also make sure to keep, if you're going to wear print, like smaller prints, if you're wearing them, just to kind of like tone it down, just so that you can have that conversation. It's okay to wear like neutral colors for pants though, but make sure that your date is, you know, getting to know you, but you can also like get them to know you through your clothes, right? So say yellow is your favorite color. Well, wear yellow. But this again, remember, is 55% of what you wear, and color is the first thing that we see. So if you have green eyes, I would suggest wearing like greens and golds, or, you know, something within that family. If you have blue eyes, wear like blues and silvers, or just the cooler tones. And if you have brown eyes, you can wear coppers and golds and browns and creams and hazel. It just depends on your eyes, like your hues, if you have like what the colors are, greens, blues, gold, silvers, something like that. And then just make sure that your date falls in love with you. Let her see who you are. And that is podcast number 11 on color psychology and how this can help you land a date with your confidence and how she can pay attention to you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMoreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode, because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, CelesteMoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.